One statistic that we have a problem with is that of 85 priests, 8 have been convicted of a criminal offence, and that in a few other cases, a settlement has been made with the alleged victim, sometimes by the priest and sometimes not. But there's a huge gap between that 85 and 8. Where are all the other priests? What has happened to them? And we believe that there's a substantial number of priests against whom no inappropriate behaviour has been proven or established. And many of them are in limbo situations. They're asserting their innocence, but because nothing is going to the courts against them, they have no way of actually clearing their name.
I've heard it myself implied in the media that that discrepancy is being put down to the fact that perhaps a lot of these cases aren't being pursued enough. Is that part of the problem your members are facing, really?
Well, that's part of the limbo situation. If they're not being pursued legally, and if the people who are alleging the abuse don't come forward, then the priest is left in a limbo situation. And the reality is that our fear is that bishops, out of a desire maybe to implement the child protection guidelines and to be seen by the media to be doing so, and all of that is important, the danger is that they would lose sight to the rights and the entitlements of priests in terms of their civil rights.
And anyone considering a career in the priesthood would look at this situation and say, why would anyone put themselves through that? Is that a fear that you would have?
Absolutely. And there are a lot of priests there who have no accusation or no allegation against them, who are very nervous and conscious that anyone can make an accusation against them and then not pursue it and not to go through the courts, and they're left in a limbo situation for the rest of their lives. And innocent priests whose reputations and characters and lives will then have been sort of damaged and permanently damaged without any possibility of redress. And we think that in terms of the importance of the protection of children, we have to not to lose sight of the fact that a price may be paid in another area, and we have to keep our eye on that in terms of our members and in terms of the needs of priests.